Welcome to Health Matters. Today you are listening to Drugs and the Brain, Episode 4 of Youth and Truth on Addiction. Research has shown that marijuana and hard drugs have serious negative impacts on the developing brain. This is a major concern for parents and for school and mental health professionals. Today's question for our students from grades 6 through 12 is, do drugs impact the developing brain?
What I think drugs do is it really damages them after these drugs. I think after you took a lot of these drugs, like a lot of the drugs at a time for a long time, it does a certain thing to your brain where your brain just gets triggered and it gets this thing every day, which it needs every day. And then after a while, it just starts damaging your nervous system. I think what it does to your brain is drugs, after a while, you have conversations with yourself. You don't know what you're doing. Can have a lot of effect on you for over life, like permanently fry your brain and stuff to where you always be stuck in that one world and you will never be out of it.
I think drugs, like, they affect your brain if it's not developed all the way, because you could still be learning stuff, but instead it's like eating away your brain, you know? Like, you don't really think right.
Some could take away your memory, right?
That can come back to smartphones, too. Like, for example, yesterday, my mom told me to do something, and I was on my smartphone while she told me. And when I was walking there to do it, I forgot halfway there what she sent me to do.
I think drugs would pretty much, it could give you some sort of mental disorder, and it could even make you do some wild stuff, like buying even more drugs instead of buying food for your family that'll help them, instead of just trying to hurt yourself and hurting others by not providing what they need.
I believe drugs do stunt the brain development. You like forget things more and you aren't thinking right.
I think it affects your choices afterwards depending on what drugs and how heavy they are. I've seen people completely change when under the influence of drugs, and then even when they're off, they're still slightly burnt. We have a few members of our society walking around and they having full conversations with themselves, yelling at themselves. That's a huge sign of being someone who's been burnt. They're unpredictable and they become dangerous because then they become easily aggravated and they can't control their own anger.
It doesn't just affect you. If the 25-year-old man and the 20-year-old girl had a baby, and then it could affect their brain.
The feel-good drugs will boost the dopamine levels in your brain until they block those receptors, because there's dopamine signals are getting sent back and forth. And drugs will boost that, so you won't usually get the same dopamine flow, and then your body begins to realize that it's having withdrawals from what it usually does, like by the time somebody tries to get off of drugs, and that'll mess with you a lot. That'll put you into like deep depression. People lose track of time. People will like lose a couple days. People lose 4 or 5, you know, and they don't really remember what's going on. And some people don't take that to realize, you know, maybe I should stop doing this.
I honestly do believe, and I know it's proven, that it definitely slows down your development and it slows you down and it stunts your brain. And like I've noticed with people who are users and like how they just talk slower and it doesn't help, because when it stunts your brain, like, it makes you do crazier things and stuff. But yes, it definitely does ruin your development in your brain.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California. Our thanks to the 19 students who volunteered to add their voice to our community's effort to stem addiction. To protect confidentiality, we have withheld names and altered some voices. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Health Matters is produced by Cynthia Potten. This episode was narrated by Joseph Orozco, engineered by Michael Heminger and Joseph Orozco. Youth and Truth on Addiction was developed as a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism 2018 California Fellowship.